Today is September 9, 2022. This is the meeting of the Committee of Inclusion, KPFT Committee of Inclusion.
Are you recording?
My name is Adriana Casneiro. I'm the chair pro tem. Nancy, you are the secretary pro tem. Can you take the roll call?
Okay. All right. It's 6:08 p.m. Central Time, 7:08 Eastern. Adriana Casanave?
Present.
Lillian Kerr?
I'm here.
Lillian Kerr, present. Okay. Susie Moreno? Susie Moreno is absent. She's asked if she's having car trouble. Sister Mama Sonia?
I'm here. For a minute, I'll explain why.
Okay. And Nancy Sabra and Itomi, I'm here. Okay. Chair, we have quorum.
Thank you. If anybody, we don't need to make a specific agenda because our committee is about working. I want to know from everybody, any one of you individually, please let me know how you are. How far along are you with this? And we can start. Who wants to start?
Yeah, I can start because I had surgery 2 weeks ago, and I'm still not up to par. And my cousin just got out to ER, so now I have to go out to her house because she can't be by herself. But I got the information that you sent me, and we were going to get. My charge, if I remember right, was again the ethnicity, the gender, whatever those things are. So I will be sending out that email before September the 14th.
Perfect.
And they will get
you.
It. And then I can ask everybody at the meeting, you know, did you get your email? If not, give me your email and I'll make sure you get it. And I'll let them know this is for our Committee of Inclusion. This is some of the data that we need. In order to make a report.
Thank you, Sister Mama Sonia. Lillian, or Nancy, whoever.
Nancy, do you want a report?
I just sent it, and I want to ask everybody if you could look at this survey, and is it okay if Sister Mama Sonia, did you make a survey yourself, or were you planning to use the one?
No.
Okay,
no.
The one I made for the programmers for the gender, age, race, and ethnicity.
I got that. Okay. I just filled it out.
I was looking at, maybe I cannot think, was I looking at the...
May I intervene before we do all of this? Everybody have a chore. Sister Mama Sonia explained hers. She has that very clear. Nancy, you are explaining the one that you and Lillian are sharing, right?
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
I have a question. I was looking at the race, ethnicities, and all of that of the LSB, correct?
Exactly, yes.
Right. Okay, I'm right.
Yes, that was your sister. Okay. Nancy,
I have a question. Yeah, I have a question. Is it okay if Sister Mama Sonia uses that part of the survey?
Nancy, please. Sister Mama Sonia need only 24 people need to answer to her, and her LSP board members. Let her do whatever she wants to do, how she wants to do it, to complete her chore.
Okay, I was just going to ask if she wanted to, she could use the same thing we're doing to the program.
Well, let's just report on what we're doing, Nancy.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, all right, because Sister Montana said she has to leave early.
I will look at yours, and I'll get with you off.
You don't have to follow the one that we did.
No.
Yeah.
No, but I'm just saying I will look at it. And we'll talk offline. How is that?
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, you don't have to use this one. You can do whatever you want, but just get those things. Okay. So I used the census as a kind of a template, although on the age, I made it more broken down by 10 years. The census doesn't have that that big of a thing, because I know we have one kid, and I don't remember if that child is 9 or 10 years old on Dr. Samoda's show. His name is Nico.
Anyway,
I don't know about...
He's a programmer?
He gives a report about COVID. He's really bright kid. Anyway, so I don't know.
Is that appropriate? That sounds not appropriate to me, but that's not my show. So
anyway, it's her. I think it's her child or her niece or nephew, or I don't know what he is.
But her show deals with some very specific stuff, because that helps with her show.
Huh? Yeah, he used to make a. Anyway, I don't know if he's still part of.
Oh, I don't know. Okay.
I put 1 through 10 because I don't know the HD shows. My radio, HD radio broke, and I'm not listening online to HD, but I'll ask Wesley because he's listening to it. But anyway, we may have some more kids. Sometimes we have teenagers showing up, but not so much since we went into a lockdown. I broke it up into 10 decades. I don't know how y'all think about that. Anyway, I put it there on age. And then race is white, black, brown.
I put mixed. That's my standard answer.
Oh, okay, mixed. All right, M-I-X-E-D. All right. It said other, or I prefer not to say. So anyway, so do we want to put mixed in there? Let me write that down. Okay, and ethnicity. Yeah.
And I put mixed for ethnicity. I just filled it out. Was this the one I got from Sister Mama Sonia then? I just completed a survey I got from somebody.
Oh, no, this is just a template. We haven't not decided, the committee has not decided to approve it yet. So, and then I
somebody
put...
Somebody sent me the survey, and I filled it out.
I sent you the template. Maybe a couple of days ago, 2 days ago, I forgot to remember. And then I sent it to everybody today or yesterday. I can't remember. Anyway, I added something different than the census. The census has always puzzled me that, you know, it just doesn't have MENA, which is Middle East, North African. And I remember one programmer, he was Egyptian, and he was saying, what do I put down? Am I black? Am I white? What am I? You know, so it was Mark Bewabi. Anyway, I put MENA because a lot of people from the Middle East and North African like to have that in the census. And I read that the census is considering to add it in the 2030 census. Anyway, I'm not Middle East or North African, and I would like to get some input from the committee. That's the only thing. Everything else is just like the census, but I put, I added MENA, and I added, I prefer not to say. And then I put something that we never did before. I'm just, but I didn't ask the committee yet, so I'm asking now, what do you think about it? There's a lot of conversation. You know, the Spanish language programming does not have a lot of donations, and most of the programming
Nancy,
is in
please.
Spanish.
Sorry to interrupt you. I want to have a report in how everyone is with their chore. When you want, we can have a big discussion if you want, or we can do it by email. What do you want to put? And at some point in time when we decide, we need to know, when do you think that we'll be ready to, you will be ready to have that information? And the timing that you are thinking, that is what I care. I don't care about these small details because...
Yeah. The committees will do their work, Nancy. We'll just do it. We don't need approval. We're on the committee.
Yes.
Can
the committees just need to do their work, and we report to Adriana at our meetings? But Adriana doesn't want to go. Adriana does not want to spend the meeting going bit by bit as to every little thing we're doing. We just need to get our survey ready and send it out. That's the way I understand it.
Yeah, what I try to know is how far along are everybody. And if you need a specific help with something, we can do it. We don't need to do it in the middle of this meeting. I will put, if everybody agree, our next meeting will be in person. Because I think that we can, the phone is so difficult because or we talk over each other and then nobody understands what the other is saying. In person is easier because everybody can bring whatever they have, and I think that we spend less time. That is my view.
Okay.
What I want to have an idea is how far along you think that
this
you are.
This is the last thing. The last thing I put. I'm not putting anything else unless. I wanted to talk to PK and ask her because she did programming last time, but she's not taking any calls now because she's too stressed right now.
Nancy, you and I can figure this out. If we come up with a whole new survey, we can do that too. But when can we get this survey out to the programmers? I think we need to put a deadline on ourselves.
Oh, well, November, it's got to be done, the whole thing finished, so we need to put it out before.
Nancy, November is the deadline for the report. It means that the report, we need to have the answer, and we need to have all the parts together to organize a report.
Right.
Yes,
so
I believe that we should have all the information. The latest to have it back is the end of October.
How about end of September?
That's in 2 weeks. Nancy, we haven't even got the survey ready, and we're going to send it out and expect people to reply immediately? No. We need to get our questions finished. And send the survey out and give people 2 weeks to respond. That's reasonable. Perfect. So if we want the results by the end of October, I think we should send it out at the end of September and ask and put a deadline of the middle of October because we need 2 or 3 weeks to compile the results.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think so.
Can you, Nancy, and I complete our survey. The rest of the committee doesn't care. They just want to know we're doing our piece of the puzzle because the rest of the committee is doing their piece of the puzzle. So let's you and I get the survey finished and send it out to the programmers. Can we do that?
Yes, but I do want the committee, the other members, because
perfect. That's okay. You can send it to Nancy.
I already sent it.
Perfect.
I did not get it.
All right, I sent it 607.
Let me check.
It says Tiger Moon 1. I shouldn't say this on
here. Okay, I got something.
Okay,
let me open it up.
Okay. And it's in Word.
I see it. Okay. So are we get. Okay. Thank you.
If I may.
Yes.
We will check all that. If we have anything to say or everybody have any opinion, we can communicate by email. That's it. Then we agree that you will put it by the end of September. The survey will be ready to go to the programmers with a deadline that will be 2 weeks later. I mean, the middle of October, we will have the deadline, then even if somebody takes a little longer, we have at least 2 or 3 weeks to put together all the information. Is that
correct? I think the way I understand it, Adriana, is Nancy and I, will finalize this document. We will, within the next 1 week, then we will send it just to our committee for review and comments. And then once we have that back from just our committee, we will finalize it and we will send it to the programmers on the 30th of September and we will put a deadline of 15 October to get a response.
Perfect. That sounds perfect.
Okay.
Okay, and I have a question. Yeah, go ahead. Yes?
Is this okay with you? I was asking if that's okay with you.
Yeah, and I'm kind of satisfied with what I put here, but I hadn't had any time or chance to talk
okay.
with Lillian. But I also, I'm thinking, when I looked at the 2018 one, Susie did Galveston and Harris County, and we have not been, we don't have a repeater out in Galveston for.
We're just doing the programmers. We're just doing the programmers.
Exactly, Nancy.
I know.
We don't need. We need to go. Let's not worry about that. We need to concentrate on the survey of the programmers.
Exactly.
Yes, yes, yes. I know. But I want to.
Okay.
After that is finished, and I would like us to try to do Sugar Land.
Okay,
Instead of just Galveston and Harris County.
Nancy, let me...
That's a completely different conversation.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. But Susie's not here, and I didn't get to say anything,
okay.
But we did not... Yeah.
I'm in talks with Susie. I'm talking to Susie normally.
Uh-huh.
Okay, we are talking about this. You concentrate, because one of the problems that we are having, when we try to diversify too much, we don't do anything. I mean,
if
everybody concentrates in their short, that will be faster. Okay?
Yes,
and then,
I want you to know, we have not been using a repeater in Galveston for a couple of years now.
Nancy, please.
But, so if Susie just concentrates on reporting like she did last time,
Nancy.
It's kind of unimportant, Galveston.
Nancy, please. Can we really, we know that, I understand that, all of us understand that. We don't need to use these meetings for this purpose. We can talk one-on-one, we can talk by email. We don't need to put all of this that is being recorded and is being there. You know, we don't need to do this. The meeting is about everybody.
Okay, don't do Sugarland. Forget it. I'm sorry.
What?
Don't do Sugarland then, if it's too much trouble.
No. We don't have any programmers in Sugarland. Why do we need to worry about Sugarland?
Neighborhood. I'm talking about the neighborhoods. I mean,
you mean broadcasting? You want to broadcast to Sugarland? That is a discussion.
I'm sorry, I gotta leave, and for us, we can discuss that in a different way. What do you think about having the next meeting that will be in person, September 23rd? What do you think? Because that
where if we're meeting in person, where are we meeting, Adriana?
I'm trying to find out the place where all of us can meet.
Because then Friday evening may not work for me if I have to go, because I'm at the office. So it depends where I have to go.
We'll be downtown somewhere. I don't know.
Downtown? Okay.
Well, where's your office area? Vaguely.
I'm at the Galleria.
Okay, you are not that far. We can select some place around there. I'm trying to get where we can get. And I will talk to all of you before if everybody agrees, but I want us agreeing in a day. But we can do two. Easy for whatever reason. I think that will be easier in person, because all of this is taking so much time.
I can meet on Friday evening the 23rd. I could get, if you're going to go downtown on Montrose, I can meet at 6:30, but not before. Not before.
Montrose would work, not downtown.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
Around Montrose? We can
select. Yeah, so downtown won't work.
Okay, Montrose. How about Montrose, Mama Sonia?
Yeah, that's what I said. I said Montrose is okay, but not downtown.
Okay. No, perfect. Montrose. We are talking about a place around Montrose, 6:30, the 23rd. And
yes.
I'm in charge of selecting a place. Okay? And once I have it, I will talk to all of you, and we will see if you agree, if you think that it's fine or whatever. Is that okay?
Okay.
And the next question, whatever they have, and we can talk in person, and we will be easier to manage. Okay?
And if it's just a few of us, we can go somewhere like La Madeleine. It's pretty quiet at those places.
Yeah,
could be that. Or remember that, what was that place that we used to go, Nancy?
Oh, Theo's? La Madeleine is a coffee shop, and it's near the state where the station used to be, but it's on Westheimer. And Theo's is on West. Yeah. Oh, you mean Theo's restaurant?
The Midtown Bar and Grill that we used to make.
Oh, on Gray Street. That's on Gray, West Gray.
That is
which one on Gray?
Midtown Bar and Grill. It's on West Gray, near a Taft.
Yeah.
But it's
White West House. It's like a White House.
Huh? Yeah. Where is that?
The Midtown Bar and Grill. It's like a house, right?
Yeah, kind of like two-story.
Yeah. We've done plays there and poetry nights and everything else. Yeah.
That sounds noisy.
It's quiet.
No, it's a restaurant. It's quiet.
Yeah.
But you don't need to eat if you don't want. But if you want,
but it's quiet. I don't care. But is it quiet?
It's totally quiet. You can select a room at the time that we are meeting will be perfect.
Midtown Bar and Grill?
Yes. On West Gray, near
We have that like an option. And if anybody come up with something else?
Can you please come out of this? That's practically downtown. Come on.
No, it's not downtown.
It's two blocks from downtown.
It's close
to the
station.
But you don't have to navigate. My thing is, I did not want to go downtown to navigate downtown.
Okay. Well,
it's between Montrose and Taft. It's like in
I can see it. I'm looking at it.
But do you have an example of someplace in Montrose then? If that's not, closer.
I think she said La Madeleine.
I thought there's a La Madeleine at West Gray and Shepherd. It's just a little further west.
Is it open that late?
If we're meeting at 6:30, we should be out of there, I hope, no later than 8:30, please.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I've only go to Madeleine for breakfast. I've never been there.
They're open until 9 or 10.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine. If they're open that late, yeah, that's fine.
I mean, there's one in the Village, and there's one at the West Gray and Shepherd by the River Oaks Theater, and there's pretty good parking around there, which is what I like.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's parking. That's why I didn't want to go downtown.
Yeah. A few blocks closer. Yeah, I know where it is. Yeah, I know where that is exactly. It's close to Shepherd, right?
Yes, at Shepherd and West Gray.
Yes. I know where it is.
Okay.
That's a suggestion, Adriana.
It's usually quiet, please. So, yeah.
Yes,
sounds
it's
good.
Quiet.
The only thing that I worry, for example, I'm checking right now at this time, and they say busier than usual.
Say what?
Madeleine there.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
That is a place that at this time will be kind of quiet. That's all. But
They're always pretty. There's no live music. There's nothing. It's quiet.
It's
early for dinner. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, it's quieter. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Then we will decide to do that. Is okay with everybody?
I'm gonna put it in my calendar, and I'll just wait confirmation from you, Adriana.
Okay.
Just
how difficult is for you to reach that place?
Oh, I can.
For me, no.
The bus will go there. I'll make it. I'll be able to get there.
I can give somebody a ride. I'm coming. Where do you live, Nancy? I'm coming from the Galleria.
No, I'm further away. I'm in Chinatown. So anyway, I will take the bus.
Like Bel Air? Why don't we meet on Bel Air?
No, anyway, I can get by bus to that area, to the Montrose area. I have no
Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. We can meet in Chinatown.
No,
that's
more
too far for me to drive.
Okay.
It's going to get dark. I just don't drive where I don't know after
okay,
dark.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nancy, if you can get a bus to West Gray, I will bring you home. That's on my way home.
Well, I want to be independent, if you don't mind. I don't want to be responsible for giving anybody something. I don't know, monkey box or COVID, whatever.
That's okay. Nancy, okay.
Okay. We'll figure it out. Okay.
We will talk it in person. We will talk
okay.
it.
Okay.
We will talk it. Okay.
So the next meeting is going to be 6:30 on the 23rd of September. Sure. Did I understand that correctly?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm putting it in my calendar.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you
very
much.
Thank you all.
Thank you. Thank you all.
We have almost everything ready there. And then I think that will be important. We will see how far we are and we can discuss whatever we want in person. Okay?
Sounds great.
Thank you.
There was no Marianne, was there? I forgot to call her name.
No, Marianne.
She's not here. Okay. All right. I just want to make for the minutes. All right. And I did send the minutes for...
I saw that, yeah.
I forgot to put the definition in the bylaws about the Committee of Inclusion, so I will rewrite one of them and put it in there. I think we need to have it in the minutes. I was looking, anyway. So
why don't we in our meeting, we can approve all the minutes till now?
Yes, yeah,
and
okay.
If everybody has any difference, we can correct it right there. It's okay?
Okay. Yes.
Sounds good.
Okay. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, everybody. Good to talk to
you
all. Okay.
Thank
you. See you. Okay. Bye bye.
We are adjourned.
Adjourned.
Thank you.
Bye bye. Thank you.